Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 20th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Chaf, Mishnah Vav. Sadin shu tami midras vaso vilon. If you had a sheet that can become tami through midras, and you made it a curtain instead of using it as a sheet on your bed, so tahar min midras, it's no longer tami tumas midras because you don't lie down on your curtains. Al tami tumas mace, but it could become tami tumas mace because it is a kli that is mekabel tumas mace. Meimasai hita raso. When does it become tahar from Tumas Midras? When do we say that it's no longer something that someone would lie down on? From when it breaks, when you slice it up in a way that fits your windows or whatever, or so that you can hang it on your windows, so then you're showing that you're not using it as a sheet anymore. When you tie it so that you're able to hang it. It's only when you actually put it up on the doorway to use as a curtain or over the windows to use as a curtain. Mishnah Zayin. Machsel shasla konim la'arka. If you made a mat with reeds along the length instead of width-wise, as the way you would normally do it, tahora, the mat is going to be tahar because you're not going to be able to lie down on it. If the hard reeds are going the wrong way, it's going to be extremely uncomfortable. V'chomrom achiyasa kamin ki, that it's only if it's only going to be tahar if you put them in the form of the letter ki, which is a Greek letter that's shaped like a U. So only then is it really unusable. Asa'am l'rachba, if you put these hard reeds into the width of the mat, ve'in ben kana l'chaver arba tfachim, and there's less than four tfachim between one kana and the next, tahora, then the mat is going to be tahar, because you can't sleep in such a narrow space, so it's obviously not going to be able to be used for sleeping. Nechlika l'rachba, if it's split along the width, Rabbi Yehuda Matahir, Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's tahar, because it's gonna fall to pieces, so it's not gonna be able to be something that's functional. And if you want to tie the knots at the edges of it, tahora, also it's gonna fall to pieces. Nechlika la'arka, if you cut it along its length, you split it along its length, and each side of it has three knots with three that each measure six tfachin tameh, so then it's gonna become tameh because it will be held together by the knots, so it's still gonna stay. And six tefachim wide, it's big enough to lie on. A person is only, that's the width of a person's body, is about six tefachim wide. When is a mat mekabel tuma? Mishati konev. When you trim the reeds that make up the mat so that it becomes smooth and easy to lie down on. Vihi gemar melachta. And that is considered the gemar melacha of the mat. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we spoke about a sheet that you're turning into a window shade, and it's no longer matami tumas medras, but we have three different opinions at what stage of the turning it into a window shade it loses the ability to be mekabel tumas medras. And then in Mishnah Zayin we spoke about a mat that you make extremely uncomfortable by putting the hard reeds in the wrong direction is not mekabel tumas medras, and we spoke about cutting the mat in different ways or splitting it in different ways, at what point it loses its ability to be mekabel tumas medras. But next time we will pick up with Perek Chaf Aleph.